The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Good job. And the American people think you did a pretty good job. We'll tell you about it.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans is searching for more money from Maryland to avoid having to raise fares next year. And Evans tells WMAL exclusively it's looking like Governor Larry Hogan can't be bothered to help Metro or its riders in the deep blue D.C. suburbs.
Evans now says it's getting pretty clear to him.
It is vital that Metro work for Maryland, and I don't see that reciprocity coming back from Maryland.
Since Governor Larry Hogan's office has refused to even discuss the possibility of increasing what they pay for Metro, he says he knows Governor Hogan has to worry about roads, bridges, and Baltimore's transit system, but he says it's looking like Hogan doesn't care as much about Montgomery and Prince George's counties.
Those two counties. He didn't support him, and actually one of the heads of one of the counties, Sean Baker, is looking to run against him, so I suspect our sitting in the governor's office in Maryland, that may be part of my calculus.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich could be in line for a position in the Trump administration. Baltimore's WBAL-TV reports that Ehrlich's been meeting with members of the transition team this week. It's still unclear, though, exactly what job he could be in line for. President-elect Donald Trump is downplaying reports of infighting in his transition team as he hands out key cabinet positions. This as Chris Christie's been demoted and former Congressman Mike Rogers parts ways with the president-elect.
Part of what we're also hearing is they're trying to figure out what they want to look like moving on to the next phase. So while some are saying this was Jared Kushner's attempt to purge loyalists to Chris Christie, anyone who was part of Chris Christie's team, others are saying this was just an effort to purge people who are lobbyists, people who Donald Trump doesn't necessarily want to be part of his administration after telling crowds of thousands that he was going to drain the swamp.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Over the last few years, gun stores have seen spikes in sales during increased talk about gun control measures. But now, what will sales be like with Donald Trump as president?
At the United Gun Shop in Rockville, owner Corey Brown says this election cycle's been good for business, mostly because people feared a Hillary Clinton presidency.
We definitely had a rush before the election, and I was like, you know, if she's going to get in the next day, it was definitely going to be crazy.
But Donald Trump's victory has kept sales strong.
Shockingly, we were just talking. This week in particular has been just like the week before the election. It's been really busy.
Brown says he thinks civil unrest with the anti-Trump movement may be driving some sales. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President-elect Trump has talked about wanting to end so-called sanctuary cities, but D.C. officials are getting ready to protect illegal immigrants. Councilmember Mary Che tells us,
if we don't make these promises to people who are here, then what happens is they're unwilling to come forward as victims of crime, they're unwilling to come forward as witnesses of crime, they're unwilling really to take full advantage of opportunities that they have to live here in peace.
Che says she doesn't believe Mr. Trump will actually follow through with cutting medical and Medicaid and other federal funds over this. Pepco's Maryland customers will be paying more for electricity. The Maryland Public Service Commission has approved a Pepco rate increase that will add nearly $7 a month to the typical residential bill. 17,000 Giant food store employees could be on strike soon. Contract talks have hit a rough patch, stuck on issues like retirement benefits and premium pay for working on Sunday. In a statement, Giant says it remains, quote, committed to reaching a fair and reasonable contract. The current contract expires day after tomorrow. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,923, the NASDAQ at 5,276. Sports, college basketball, Maryland beats Georgetown. Virginia wins, so do GW, George Mason, and Virginia Tech. The Caps lose in Columbus, and the Wizards take on the Sixers in Philly tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV. TV Plus, 250 in Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Woodbridge area, accident involves a deer. Prince William Parkway and Old Bridge Road, still a bit of activity there. Let's get you on Interstate 95 northbound, uneventful, which we love. North through Stafford and Aquia, it's just been the volume. Same story out of Dale City toward the Occoquan. 66, no early troubles to report. Now let's go in through the district. We have a crash, DC 295. Southbound, right as you would come off of 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as you merge onto DC 295 up ahead at Eastern Avenue, that's where DC, DDOT, and Cruz are dealing with that accident. On the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, looking good. I am seeing volume, though, on 395 to get ready and to cross the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Traffic update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Be thankful for Dickie's Barbecue this Thanksgiving. At Dickie's.com, you can order holiday meats and meals for Thanksgiving Day. Dickie's has holiday hams, smoked and Cajun fried turkeys and a new prime rib. Order a la carte or as a meal or as a feast. Order Thanksgiving at Dickies.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather and above average temperatures will be continuing as we'll mix up a little cloud with sunshine as we go through today up to about 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Burke, 40 in La Plata, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dickies Barbecue. A Utah family says a neighbor killed their dog right in front of their 12-year-old daughter. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07, and you're starting your day the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. It's 7:35. KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, and maybe part of the incoming Trump administration. 8:05, Robert Costa, Washington Post, is reporting on the latest. And boy, now Ted Cruz's name flying around there with the transition team. 8:15, Senator David Vitter, who has been fighting the good fight against the sanctuary cities. We'll check in with him on this story. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
So you're ready to take off and fly. You know, remember when flying used to be a really great experience? Yeah, you look forward to it.
When I was 8?
Yeah, well, it's changed over
the years. But everybody's flying next week. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I'm flying. I know I'm flying.
Well, listen, the folks over at United have come up with an idea, and I want to know what you think about this idea. Here it is. If you want to really save some money, you can then sign up for a basic economy seat. This is as opposed to their standard economy. This is the basic
economy. Much more basic can it get at this
point? Well, here's the deal. You get to save some money, and it's a significant savings in some cases, but you don't get to do certain things. You don't get to bring on a full-size carry-on. So you got to check a bag, and of course, if you check a bag, that's going to cost you, right? Okay, you can't change your ticket or get refunds, and you don't get to select your seat, so there's a pretty good chance, guess what? You're going to be in the middle seat. But, I mean, under these circumstances where you don't, really the two big things is you can't bring a carry-on on, and you don't get to select your seat. Would you do that in order to save a buck or two? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. The airlines love the idea of no carry-ons because, a carry-on, it slows people down. And it, you know, if you have a carry-on, you're not checking a bag sometimes, and they don't get the money that they would get otherwise. So this sort of helps them out. You know, they're forcing you to put the bag in the belly of the plane, and they're also, you know, going to save a little time getting on the plane because so many people will not be trying to jam those overstuffed carry-on bags into the overhead where they're just never going to fit, but you still, you know, you still pound on them trying to get them in there, and that slows the whole process down. I actually like the idea of saving a buck, but I would never want to not be able to choose my seat, so I'm not sure it's for me, but I want to know what you think about it. Is this something that works for you? Is it, or are you just sick and tired of all of these rules and changes and add-ons and fees that are they're throwing at you? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Wait a minute. You would never be in a position where you can't choose your seat? And what's your favorite airline?
Southwest Airlines.
But you can't choose your seat on Southwest Airlines.
But I know how to work the system.
What do you mean work the system?
I get the early boarding.
Okay, but you still don't get to choose your seat.
I get to choose a seat among many.
Okay, that's not necessarily the same thing. I'm with you.
What I really care about is being on the aisle. I don't want to be in the window, and I don't want to be in the center seat, so that's
gotcha.
All I care about.
Listen, let's be clear here, because there's a very important missing element here. Are you allowed to carry on a bag if it fits in the seat in front of you?
Yeah, now you can put...
Now that's important.
Like a computer bag or something like that, or a purse
or something like that.
Yeah, that's allowed.
But nothing in the overhead.
Nothing like, you know, a lot of people travel only with carry-on.
Yes, I know.
In fact, you know, I'm gonna take a Thanksgiving trip and I'm gonna go carry-on only.
Well, I think what's happening here is they're trying to appeal to flyers like me. See, I fly every few weeks. I fly for usually short trips, 1 or 2 days. So I have gotten it down to a science. I've gotten it down to a point where I can pack everything in a backpack and it fits underneath the seat in front of me.
Wow.
Now, that takes some doing, but I can make it happen.
But these are short trips you're taking.
Like I just said, it's for 1 or 2 days.
Right.
Now, if you do a lot of frequent flights and you're only flying for 1 or 2 days and you can do what I do, which is get those bags under the seat, it makes perfect sense, especially because if you're flying that much, you probably have elite status with these airlines like United, which means you're going to get upgraded to the higher end economy class. You're still not taking anything on, so you get a cheap rate. Now, I want to see how cheap this fare is. I want to see how big a discount they're giving.
They don't give actual prices or how much.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about $100, you know, on those rare occasions where I do have to check a bag or I've got a bag that would not fit into the under the seat and I would have to check it, I'd want to see what that delta is. You know, let's say the fare is $100 less.
No, this is United, not Delta. I know. That's a joke. I'm sorry.
Let's say it's $100 less, but it cost me $25 to check the bag. So now we're talking $75 savings. Is it worth $75 out of my life to have to stand in that line sometimes for an hour waiting for the bag to come off on the carousel, especially here at Dulles when you're coming home? I'm coming home, and I want to get home. And it's going to cost me for $75 savings, I'm standing there for another hour mm-hmm. waiting for my bag mm-hmm. if it ever comes off mm-hmm. the plane. I'm not so sure I'd do that.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I would do that. But on the majority of flights that I take, I don't have to check a bag at all. So I'm all for it.
All right, to the phone lines we go. What do you think about it? Are you okay with this idea of, you know, going a step below economy to basic economy? It means you can't carry on. How about Beth in Mount Airy? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. I think I probably would do it if it were a very short trip, like a weekend trip, and I didn't have to check a bag. And I can pack pretty well, so I could probably fit everything in a backpack and stick it under my seat.
So that works for you.
I would do it if it were a short trip. Yeah.
All right.
If I did not have to check a bag.
So, Beth, hold on a minute, because I need a secret here. How even for a weekend trip, it is very difficult for my lovely wife to pack everything into a bag that will fit under a seat. So I need your secret sauce, because, you know, when Meredith does the makeup and the hair and everything, she spreads out, you know, all over the counter, and I point it out, and she says, hey, it takes a village.
I don't wear makeup, number one.
Okay.
There are these bags you can get where you suck the air out of it and it makes everything really small.
Oh, I've seen those. You hook up the vacuum cleaner and it like, yeah, it's like a vacuum sealed. Beth, this is brilliant. I'm going to look into this. So good.
They can be done. There's some good backpacks out there that'll fit more than you think.
You know,
they'll squish.
Thank you, Beth. It's true. There are a lot of tricks to the trade here and
right.
how to get everything into a backpack that will fit under your seat. And so many people are traveling next week. That's one thing. I switched to a Surface instead of a laptop. So it's basically like carrying a tablet now, mm-hmm. and that makes a huge difference, but it has the computing power of a laptop.
Yeah.
I got it almost entirely for traveling. They say, well, what about a garment bag or something? If you need to wear a jacket wherever you're going, wear the jacket onto the plane.
I do that.
Yeah. And worst case scenario, usually the stewardess will see and she'll take it and she'll hang it up for you. Worst case scenario, you keep it on your lap. You fold it on your lap if you don't want to wear it while you're sitting in the seat. These are all things that you can do, and you don't have to take them back.
That's right. How about Matt? And well, hold on there, Matt. We're going to get to you in just a moment. Stay where you are. It is now 6:15 on WML.
Let's talk about a shorter trip, just your trip to work or school. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and if you take that ride on 395, if that's your trip to work, as you come off the Beltway and through Shirlington, good. But there's a reason why traffic was quickly forming at the 14th Street Bridge. It's the crash. Two cars, and I see, a third police car just arrived to the scene here. So 395 northbound, right as you approach 14th Street Bridge, stay to the two left lanes to get by the accident activity. A lot of flashing lights. Second crash getting in through town is going to be DC 295 southbound at Eastern Avenue. So coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, hang on. Baltimore, Washington Parkway and 50 because you're sitting in the backups to get by the crash. Once you do, you're good. You're good down to the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. I'm not seeing any delays there. So that's the positive news. And on the stretch of Maryland 95 slows to get onto the outer loop of the Beltway, pushing around toward Georgia Avenue, but lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a mix of clouds and sun today, high around 65 degrees. Just a nice autumn day here in the nation's capital. Tonight, mainly clear skies, low of 46. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. Good couple of days here in front of us. Right now, it's 44 degrees at 6:16.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
All right, United says, we got this idea. We're going to give you something below economy. It's called basic economy. You save some money, but you can't carry on. Is that okay with you? Matt and Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, if I've spent the last 2 hours being felt up by the TSA, the last thing I'm going to want to do is fly the brand new peasant class. Thank you, but no.
We have a way with words,
thank
Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, Matt, have you investigated the TSA pre-check? I got to tell you,
that's a great thing.
Skeptical of this, but I invested the $80 earlier this year. Remember when we had those horrible, horrible lines going on at TSA about a year ago?
Right.
Like, I can't deal with that. I got to tell you, it is the greatest $80 I've ever spent in my life.
I think I'll check it out.
All right.
I think if you take more than two flights a year, it is worth it.
It really is. I'm a big proponent of it.
Well, and also, I'm sorry, I just want to throw all these tips out if I can because I travel a lot. They offer you the premium access on these flights. You know, okay, I got a good fare, but then for another $50, I'll get premium access where I can stand in line with the first class people and I won't have to wait in the TSA line.
Right.
Well, if you fly more than twice a year, just get the TSA pre-check, and you've got that for free.
Exactly. How about Greg in Gaithersburg? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, if you believe, and I know you do, like I do, in the free market, then I'd never fly it, but I believe they have a right to sell it, just like Southwest doesn't sell seat assignments and Spirit sells $9 fares. You get what you pay for, but that's the American way to believe in it.
It is,
amen.
Of course, to that, and I agree. I just wonder if it's gonna catch on, and this is gonna be where we're headed.
There's always a market for bottom suckers, and they'll feed on the lowest fare.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Greg, because at the same time they're appealing to the quote unquote bottom suckers, they are increasing the number of what they call the economy plus seats. These are the seats that have more leg room and have upgraded wider seats and are a little more comfortable. You know, you can bend the little headrest in so you can lean one way or the other. And right now they're going to be increasing the economy plus seats by 20%. 20%. And business and first class seats will be increased by 30%. So at the same time United is going after the lower end market, they're increasing the mid-range and higher end market. And, Greg. You're right, it's about choice.
And you mentioned the bargain airlines like Spirit and Frontier.
Yeah.
Well, they're really starting to eat away at some of the established airlines, and that's why they're having to do this, because you know they're losing a lot of business. They think they'll get that business back through this. Oh, thank you, Greg. How about Victor in Silver Spring? Hello, Victor. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. I have a friend who flies a lot, and he will not deal with the hassle of luggage. So what he does is he'll ship his luggage to his destination and pick it up when he gets to his hotel or wherever he's going.
You know, that's good. If you're going to a hotel or you're visiting friends or relatives, then you have a place to ship it, right, I suppose.
Exactly.
That works out well, right.
That's actually kind of a brilliant idea. And what, he just does it UPS or U.S. Mail parcel post?
Just mail it, yeah.
U.S.
You're there, it's there, and then you can ship it back, there at your house when you get home.
Victor, you're helping me out here. I got a 10-day vacation coming up, this is a great idea because I don't want to pack all those bags and deal with all those bags. I'm gonna investigate this, Victor. Thank you for the tip.
And there's Victor.
Well, it's a little mic drop situation.
Yeah, that's
there.
Right. How about Jim in Manassas? Jim, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think about this idea? Are you ready for something that's called basic economy?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of folks that would do it. People, you know, pretty tight on the budget. But what Victor said, a lot of people do that. They're going to Myrtle Beach. They ship their golf clubs to these golf destinations. Now,
I bet that's right.
Golf clubs have to show up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not going to use those rentals.
And by the way, you can't put that in the overhead. That's for sure. Yeah, you
gotta. No. Now, the point I want to make to everybody is you're going to see more and more of these regional jets. And it's so funny, I joke with people, I say, these things are made in Canada. They're made for Canadian-sized people and Canadian-sized luggage.
Yeah.
So what you got will not fit in the overhead.
Yeah,
I
like those little Bombardier jets. I really do. The reason is they get you there quick, but they're smaller. Then there's no overhead.
Hold on, Jim. Have you ever been to a hockey game? Have you seen the size of these Canadians who live off of beer and maple syrup all day?
Yeah, that's not typical, though.
There's a little bit of a spread there going on in the Great White North, I'll be honest.
Well, here's what you got to remember about the regional jet experience. When you show up with a normal size bag for the overhead, you don't get to check it. They say, ma'am, here's a green tag, pick it up on the jetway.
Yeah, that's right, and that's a beautiful thing. It's like being at the hotel, the little concierge.
Yeah, there's no charge for that either.
Yeah, I love that, too. I do. I like those. You know, the best thing about those, how do you pronounce it, Bombardier?
Bombardier.
Yeah, the left side just has the single seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great seat to have. You don't have anyone sitting next to you.
Oh, the regional jet, it's the Bombardier out of Canada and the Embraer out of Brazil.
Oh, look at you with your... I thought you only knew drones.
I know that all as well.
That single seat, you get the window, you get the aisle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Hannah Montana. It's the a best of
thing.
Both worlds.
622.
Home, sour home.
Flooring, tile, tub, cabinet, doors coming apart.
And for thousands of homeowners, their warranty doesn't seem to matter. 7 on Your Side investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
During the State of the Union, the Capitol blew up and everyone died except for one man. He's in on it.
Part of a horrific attack on American soil, and he may be our next vice president.
We're never going to find a better candidate.
ABC Tonight, the FBI must prove what they already suspect.
Please tell me that you've got some answers.
Before a terrorist takes office.
He's a heartbeat away from presidency.
New designated survivor after a new night of Thanksgiving comedies.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That's a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot, and it's just going to get hotter with all the transitions going on here in Washington over the next several months. This gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. And why wouldn't you want to do that? Listen, you can make more money renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but a lot of people don't want to do this because it's a hassle. Well, it's never been easier to rent out your home if you get Renter's Warehouse, America's number one rent-estate company. The rent-estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse make property property management easy. For just $80 a month, they price your property quickly, find you great tenants, collect the rent, and they take all those maintenance calls. What do? You sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. You're going to get cash flow, long-term equity, tax breaks. That's why they call it Rent-A-State. Get started. You'll get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com. Or give them a call, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Big Draw, Friday, November 25th. Get your winning numbers every Wednesday in November for your chance to win up to $100,000 cash. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry. On Virginia's 395 northbound, trying to get up to the 14th Street Bridge. I'm still watching the accident activity. A lot of flashing lights. Right lane is blocked. 395 north before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. So as you come out of Sterlington, keep alert because you're going to slam on those brakes up ahead. Same drill if you're heading in through town, heading out of Riverdale or Chevrolet. You're in the stop and go to get on to DC 295 to the crash at Eastern Avenue. Still in the cleaning stages there. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway. Watching volume growing here as you head from Branch Avenue past Alabama Avenue, but nothing reported along the way. Your line up to the Wilson Bridge, beginning back near St. Barnabas Road, 270. It's been about the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute treats the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still in. Couple of dry days as we continue to head on through the week. We'll see temperatures staying above average. 65 with a mix of cloud and sunshine today. Tonight, mainly clear and mild, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine. We're down, but just a couple, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 degrees at 627.
I got to tell you, we've been talking about all these travel situations. There's a story. This is what it is to travel today. This is a story about Spirit Airlines, which is one of the low-cost budget airlines. And so there was a flight attendant on the flight who was wearing a Black Lives Matter button, and the button read, "Black Lives Matter, White Supremacy Kills." And a passenger said, "Yeah, I know." A passenger took issue with it and said, "You know, really, it's sort of inappropriate. All lives matter." And they had a little exchange, and they said, "But I'm not supposed to talk politics on the job."
Huh.
But then the passenger decided he was going to get a picture of it, right? So he could tweet out, I guess, and point out what was going on. And the flight attendant said, "You're not to take my picture, and you're violating the rules, and I'm getting you kicked off the plane." And they kicked the guy off the plane.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. But, you know, things come around. The airline has been brought into it, and they have reportedly disciplined the flight attendant. They don't say what kind of disciplinary action was taken, but it has been done. And they say that the original sin here was she should not have been wearing the button in the first place.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah. Lovely experiences as you fly this holiday season. 6:28.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. When it comes to roofing, beware of winter. That's when shingles crack and create gaps where water and ice cause damage. If you think your roof has a problem, don't make it suffer through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more expensive your replacement's going to be. Call now and qualified customers will receive 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
So, Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your bomb a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Coming up on WMAL, is President Obama in denial or is he right? He said yesterday in Greece that people think I did a pretty good job. We'll play you the audio and discuss after this.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Top officials in the Trump transition team are pushing back against reports of infighting and purging, saying they're not in disarray.
Multiple sources saying Trump's son-in-law and close advisor Jared Kushner is at the center of the infighting and trying to oust all Chris Christie associates from the team. But a high-ranking Trump insider is dismissing reports of infighting and says the purge of Christie loyalists is being mischaracterized. Trump, too, is pushing back, defending the transition as very organized process taking place as I decide on cabinet and many other positions.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. A Baltimore TV station's reporting that former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich has had meetings this week with members of the transition team. It's not clear, though, what position in the administration Ehrlich could be in line for. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans tells WMAL exclusively it sure looks to him like Maryland Governor Larry Hogan doesn't care much about Metro or its riders from Deep Blue, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties.
Those two counties didn't support him, and actually one of the heads of one of the counties, Sean Baker, is looking to run against him, so I suspect that person in the governor's office in Maryland, that may be part of my calculus.
Evans has been trying to get more funding for Metro from leaders in Maryland and Virginia to avoid having to raise fares and cut service. Some 17,000 employees of Giant Food could be on the verge of going on strike. Their current contract expires day after tomorrow, and talks have reportedly hit a roadblock over issues including retirement benefits and time and a half for working on Sundays. President Obama has gotten a close-up look at the Acropolis, the famed ancient citadel in Athens, Greece. Mr. Obama will also deliver a speech to the Greek people as he winds up the first leg of his final foreign tour as president. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,923, the NASDAQ at 5276. Sports, the Blue Jackets rally and beat the Caps. College basketball wins for Maryland, Virginia, George Mason, GW, and Virginia Tech. The Wizards are in Philadelphia tonight, and both Dusty Baker and Buck Showalter are runners-up for Manager of the Year. Those honors are to go instead to Dave Roberts and Terry Francona. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You've seen it before, something that sounds like a great new investment opportunity, so you invest, only to discover it's not so hot. Hi, Rick Edelman here, warning you to stay away from hot investment fads. It's a common way investors lose money, and there are six more that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. Come learn what these mistakes are and discover the right way to invest for retirement at my seminar, Rescue Your Money. Thousands have already attended the seminar nationwide. Come take the first step to helping you achieve your financial goals. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner, Alexandria, Fairfax, and Bethesda, Tuesday and Wednesday, November 29th and 30th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Can you believe that the holidays are almost here again?
You've put it off for long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. Hey, it's Chris Plant. You need to ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour their facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid can clean and restore almost any rug and make it like new again. Plus, clean rugs and carpets make for a healthier environment in your home or office. Right now, Hadid's offering 15% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery. That includes moving furniture, rolling and relaying rugs. A minimum order may apply. Go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com. Or give them a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Hey, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling of emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, as a WMAL listener, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading into town, the better news. I know you're sitting in delays if you're on 50 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to merge onto DC 295, but the crash now out of the travel lane. So starting to see a little bit of movement here again. DC 295 at Eastern, that crash cleared from the roadway. Thank goodness. Now we'll head to the Wilson Bridge. Your backups before St. Barnabas Road. Exiting onto 295 toward the Naval Research Lab below speed. 395 not cleared from the roadway yet. It's a crash. Before you get to the 14th Street Bridge, it's still in the right lane. Heads up on Route 7. The crash is going to be eastbound as you approach the Fairfax County Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still in. Couple of dry days as we continue to head on through the week. We'll see temperatures staying above average. 65 with a mixed cloud and sunshine today. Tonight, mainly clear and mild, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine, we're down, but just a couple, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Chantilly, 42 in Silver Spring, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 735, KT McFarland. At 805, Robert Costa with the Washington Post. We'll talk about transitions. At 815, Senator David Vitter. He's been against this idea of sanctuary cities, and a lot of sanctuary cities say, we're going to continue to be a sanctuary city. We'll talk to Senator Vitter about that. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
He got a big ego.
People seem to think I did a really pretty good job. Perhaps the view of the American people was that you just need to shake things up.
Yeah, he was in Athens yesterday at a joint press conference with Greek Prime Minister, Souvlaki, something, the Euro Tsitsiki. It's hard to pronounce these Greek names.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to set that aside for a moment. Alexis Tsipras. But the important thing is what the president had to say about the results 1 week after the American people handed the keys to the White House over to his arch nemesis, Donald Trump. And his big takeaway as he looks at his legacy being really reformed before his eyes, his takeaway?
People seem to think I did a really pretty good job.
Okay, well, let's think about this for a moment. Yes, it's true that in terms of approval rating, and that's really what he's citing here,
right.
The American people, the majority of them, have a high opinion of the president as a person. His approval rating right now sits at 53%, according to the RCP average, Real Clear Politics average. Disapproval is 44. By the way, having 44% of the American people disapprove of you?
Yeah, that's not a great thing.
Ain't so great. No. In fact, Donald Trump, though he won the Electoral College, his popular vote, about 47%. So, you know, it sort of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
It does.
But hold on a minute. There's more to judging a president than whether you like him or not. And I think that that's a problem that this president and the Democrats have had for quite some time. Barack Obama is a bigger-than-life personality. Many people find him likable. Many people find him entertaining. He's great when he goes on Jimmy Kimmel and reads mean tweets. He's great when he goes on Jimmy Fallon and slow talks the news. But his policies are very unpopular. At the same time, he has 53% personal approval ratings, Brian. When you ask the American people, do you think the country is heading in the right direction or the wrong direction? Wrong direction, 62%. 62% of the American people believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. So as the president continues to say, I think I did a pretty good job. I think the American people, the Democrats continue to be in denial, saying, well, we won the popular vote. You know, the margin of victory in those states wasn't that bad. They continue to walk down this path of, we are right, we know better, everything's fine, everything's rosy, and it is very dangerous for that political party to continue to be in denial.
Well, how many people, when polled, I don't remember the exact number, it was a huge number, said that they wanted to see a change in direction of the country. I mean, this was a change election. When you have a change election, it means you want to change from the way things are, isn't it? Isn't that the logic there?
I interpret the president's words here saying, oh, they just got bored with my face, or, you know, it's a cosmetic change.
He's in complete denial. Listen to this.
I think I can make a pretty strong argument that the policies we put forward were the right ones, that we've grown faster than just about any advanced economy.
Hold on a minute. Stop right there. Has he not really looked at the employment number? I mean, the unemployment numbers, you know, look pretty good when you look at that number that they like to throw around. But if you look at the people who gave up, and by the way, where were a lot of those people? They were in places
in
the Rust Belt. That's right. And what did the Rust Belt do? They repudiated the president's policy. They say, look, you're not getting it done for me. And so he's in complete denial. Look, I guess it's understandable that every president wants to burnish their reputation on the way out the door. And I think that's what's going on. Almost anything you hear out of his mouth in the last few days will be toward the direction of burnishing his reputation.
Yeah.
And he just, by the way, his use, I mean, you should count sometime in any speech of Barack Obama how many times he says, I, me, my.
Well, and again, this takes us back to my original thesis, which is the Democratic Party, when they saw the tidal wave of emotion and support for Barack Obama as a human being when he started campaigning in late 2007, they all decided to jump on board this personality, this phenomenon. Of course, he talks about I, me, my, because that's his agenda.
That's
what
he's got,
and that's his appeal. They never actually had a movement in this country behind their ideas or behind their policies. They had a movement behind him, and that manifests itself in how the vote turned out. That's why so many fewer Democrats, so many fewer Obama voters decided to stay home this election, or didn't, actually, I should say, the fewer did not come out. And with regard to this, you know, growing faster than any other economy, that is a very tricky statistic here, okay? Understand the caveat he said there at the very end, compared to any other world economy. Well, we don't compare ourselves to the growth in Algeria.
No.
All right? We compare the U.S. economic growth to what the U.S. economic growth has been in the past and should be based on the abilities of the American people and the strength of our economy. And let me just reiterate that this year, 2016, for the 10th straight year in a row, the American economy grew at smaller than 3% GDP. Yeah. That's never occurred.
That's anemic.
Since the Great Depression.
Well, you're right.
But again, he continues to walk down this road, and I don't think we should assuage them of any disbelief. They should reelect Nancy Pelosi. They should put Chuck Schumer in there. And you know what? They should move Terry McAuliffe over to be the chairman of the DNC. I think they should keep the whole team together because they're doing a hell of a job.
And 6:43.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do your carpets need a truly deep clean? I mean, you know, sure, you've maybe done some spot cleaning, or maybe you've had one of those fly-by-night companies out to clean your carpet, but you know it's not really clean. You know it's not clean, like, down to the floorboards kind of clean. Zero Res is here to help you, and now's the time. Do it before the holidays, because Zero Res, the very best cleaning company around for your carpets or hardwood floors or your tile and grout, they're ready to help you with an incredibly generous deal. Listen to this. It's the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today, and Zero Res is going to automatically donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Now, when you think of all the carpets that Zero Res cleans while they're running this campaign, that is a lot of money going to Fisher House and to the families of those who deserve it most, the men and women in our military and our veterans. Plus, by the way, it's a 10-10 holiday. That's $10 to Fisher House. You get 10 bucks off each room of carpet that you'll have cleaned. Everyone wins here. So please, don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 10-10 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House. $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Please, I want credit for this. Call them. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResGCMetro.com.
Home, sour home.
Flooring, tile, tub, cabinet, doors coming apart.
And for thousands of homeowners, their warranty doesn't seem to matter. Seven on Your Side investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We need to get you where you need to go, and 395, we need a little more time this morning than usual. We had the crash. They just moved it. 395 northbound before the 14th Street Bridge. So now you have all lanes available, but delays pretty much continuous back near Edsel Road. I'm seeing very little break as it's just that slow volume. Again, 395 north with a long commute there. On Interstate 95 northbound at the Prince William Parkway and again in the Lorton area, had two separate incidents that were quickly moved to the shoulder but have the volume through that stretch. On Route 7 eastbound, if you heard me talk about the crash, eastbound right as you pass the Fairfax County Parkway, police tell me they have that over to the shoulder, so little distraction with those flashing lights. Baltimore Washington Parkway, you're okay through Jessup. It's once you get through the Laurel interchanges, stop and go, but nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing some spots reporting overcast early, clear sky otherwise. It looks like we'll mix up the clouds and sunshine today. Probably a 50-50 sky. 65, above average by a few. Tonight, clear 46. That's mild. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Well, yesterday the council voted 11-2 to pass the Death with Dignity Bill. At least that's what they call it. The Assisted Suicide Bill is what other people call it. And here's what it does. It would allow terminally ill patients who are 18 years old or older, who have 6 months or less to live, according to a doctor's prognosis. They could go to a doctor and request lethal medication so that they might end their lives when they decide it is time. Again, the council voted 11-2. The measure goes to the mayor's desk. And we had the mayor on the show, and she said basically that, well, she has some personal reservations about it, but ultimately...
I'm not going to veto the bill, so I expect it to become law.
It would become law. Congress, of course, has the right to review bills for 30 days, but realistically, I don't see them getting into it. I don't think that they can get the House and Senate to pass measures and then get it to the president's desk, and who knows what Obama would do with it in the last days of his administration. I don't think that's an option. So it looks like this is going to become the law in the District of Columbia.
As president for almost 8 years, he has certainly embraced many policies of death over life, so I doubt that he would reverse course with this last one, certainly as a lame duck. I I've already given my opinion about this, and I think that it's a tragedy, and I think that some people will die prematurely because of this, because of psychological reasons, or because they are being pressured or coaxed by family members. Whatever, I'll set it aside for a moment. I am so disappointed in Mayor Bowser. During that interview, when she said she won't veto the bill, she even personally said, I'm torn on this. It's a gray area. I can see both sides. So this is why she got elected. Mm-hmm. This is why you want to run for the big chair there behind the desk and run a city like D.C. when major issues are put before you. It's up to you to lead. It's up to you to take a stand and to just sit back and say, well, I'm not going to sign it, and I'm also not going to veto it. That's ridiculous. Take a stand, Mayor Bowser. And if you truly, and I here's the deal. I believe in my heart that Mayor Bowser is against this bill.
Yeah, I think so.
She says she's Catholic, and I respect that, and I think that she has, I believe she's against it. Otherwise, she would sign it. Why wouldn't she if it's an 11-2 majority in the council? There's no political harm in going with a supermajority like that. I think in her heart, she's against it. And if she vetoed it, it would send a message. Sure, it still might become law, but why not use a little bit of your political capital, have a veto overridden, and then at least you can say, you know what, I stand for something. Mm-hmm. It's really disappointing. This is what a leader is supposed to do. And guess what? By vetoing, we keep this conversation going. And maybe you won't change it. Maybe you won't, you know, your veto will be overridden and it will still be the law. But maybe you change some minds. Maybe you change some hearts. Maybe you communicate to someone, oh, hey, even though this is the law, maybe this isn't the best idea for me. That's what leaders do. And sadly, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has abdicated her responsibility as a leader on this one.
It's 6:50.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in Polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in Polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Is there anything more precious in your life than your precious family? Do you want to make sure they're safe and secure? How about getting a security system from Ackerman Security Systems? You can get reliable certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. And if you're have an existing service, I got to ask you, how much are you paying on a monthly basis for that service? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? You can make the switch to Ackerman and save today. You can start saving real money today. Ackerman is the only company that guarantees a response time. They make it very easy to switch. You can even leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with that great Ackerman security monitoring starting at just $19.95 a month. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And if you like technology, I got all the bells and whistles. You'll be able to control your system with a smartphone, tablet, and computer. And if you want to be able to see what's going on in your house while you're away, well, that's just a few dollars more. So switch to Ackerman today. Mention WMAL. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 3 months, you don't pay one red cent. 888-999-1070. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
The Bigger, Better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia, this weekend. 1,300.
100 tables, more exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents a one-of-a-kind rifle, a Remington Model 700 MK13 300 Winchester Magnum, used by Bradley Cooper in the film American Sniper, about Navy SEAL Chris Kyle's life. The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com.
Who knows what's going to happen on Wall Street today? Oh, wait a minute. Courtney Reagan knows. She's at the CNBC business desk. We're waiting, Courtney.
Good morning. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is on a 7-day winning streak, and it will start the day at a record high. However, stock futures point to a lower open today. Home improvement chain Lowe's reports that profits rose last quarter, but not as much as hoped. Fewer homeowners came into its stores and spent less money. Snapchat is preparing to go public. The parent company of the messaging app has filed confidential papers for an IPO, and it could value Snapchat at $25 billion. Boeing is consolidating its defense business, closing 2 plants, laying off 500 workers, and moving 2,500 to other locations. Boeing's move is designed to save money. Amazon is rolling out nonstop Black Friday deals for 35 days, the next 35 days beginning this Friday. Among the specials, the 32-inch TV for $69. And Nintendo has set the date. Its new Super Mario Run mobile game will be available starting December 15th. The first few levels are free, but to move higher, you'll pay $9.99 a month. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
It is 6:55. Well, that means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is going to tell you how to get to work and how to get to school and how not to go crazy from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know, and it's about a deep breath and patience. And I talk to a lot of commuters every day, and they say, you know, sometimes I just prepare myself for it. No, I have delays. Some areas you struggle a little bit more than others when we have an accident, and that's what we did on 395 right before the 14th Street Bridge. It's been cleared, but if you're normally buzzing along through Shirlington at this time of the morning, not so much from the Beltway. Off and on the brakes to the 14th Street Bridge, so extra time needed for sure. Once you get on the freeway, lanes are open in each direction. Now, DC 295, the crash was southbound at Eastern Avenue, really still has an impact on Route 50 inside the Beltway with those delays almost just inside the Beltway beginning near 410. But the better news is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway actually easing out a bit in through the Riverdale area. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, normal delays through Silver Spring. Same story at the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5 just before 5 after you get to St. Barnabas Road. You'll hit that very slow stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing some spots reporting overcast early, clear sky otherwise. It looks like we'll mix up the clouds and sunshine today. Probably a 50-50 sky. 65 above average by a few. Tonight, clear 46. That's mild. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're looking at 43 degrees at 6:57.
So, Jerry Rice, I know famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your palm a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The handoff is complete. It was such an honor to serve as National Security Senior Advisor to the Trump transition team for the past few months. We assembled a great team and took on the complex national security challenges facing our great country. Now we are pleased to hand off our work to my friend and former colleague, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, his team, and the Trump family. The country is in good hands with this team. I fundamentally believe that America's challenges domestically and overseas are so enormous that we needed to move in a drastically different direction for our country. The American people felt that too, and last Tuesday they made a historic choice that shocked the political and media establishment. I look forward to continuing to provide advice and counsel as needed to the incoming Trump administration as they work to make America great again. And here's hoping that all those new people surrounding the president-elect are worried about the country's future, not just their own. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, KT McFarland will join us coming up at 7:35.
That's true. And also, we've got more news on the Trump transition. And who is the sexiest man alive? Just wait, Brian.
Really, I'm just too modest.
I can't accept it. Wait for the big announcement. We'll do it next hour.